This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Jared, as always, thanks for being with us and coming off a win on the road in Arizona. How do you guys feel this week?
Yeah, I feel good. Anytime you get a road win is a good time. And they were a good team, and they are a good team, and they were all coming on hot off a big win. And it was a good one to get.
It's crazy because you say anytime you get a call or get a win, it's a good thing. When you look around the NFL and see that Sunday and Monday, and I don't know how much attention, you probably pay no attention to who's favored and who's not, but the four biggest underdogs all won outright. What does that say about the league?
Yeah, I just think there's a ton of parity. Yeah, there is, and it happens every year where teams come out of nowhere and win games, and vice versa, where teams that you expect to be great aren't, and you try to take it one week at a time and get better every week. I think that's something we're good at, but it's hard, man. It really is.
Where do you see the differences in that, though? I mean, everybody wants to work hard. Everybody's trying to work hard, but are there little nuances that you can kind of let people in on things that you guys do specifically that maybe get you better prepared?
You know, I don't know. I'm not in the other 31 buildings, but our process seems to work for us over the last, I don't know, year and a half, two and a half years. And it's been fun. Dan does a great job keeping us focused and letting us know what the task at hand is each week. I think he does a great job of laying out the game plan for us and making sure we know how we're going to attack each team.
Can you describe what it's like to see another blue wave on the road with these Lions fans? I mean, do you guys talk about it on the sidelines or in the locker room about how amazing it is to have the support?
Yeah, that one was insane. Really, it really was. It was really cool to see. And running out of the tunnel, usually you get booed. And that was the first one I've ever experienced where we weren't getting booed. We were getting cheered, and it was loud. And it did feel like a home game at times. And we've had a lot of good blue waves, and that one may be at the top of the list up to this point. And I'm excited to see it keep going.
Can you give us a tangible difference, what it was like being the hunter and now knowing that everybody is shooting and gunning to beat the Lions? Is there something that you can say, here's what I've noticed is different?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think sometimes you end up getting things on defense that maybe you hadn't seen on film yet, so they're throwing something at you for the first time. And that's not to say that that's because they want to beat us more than some other team. I think it's to say that they respect us as an offense and even as a defense, and want to throw something new at you to try to beat you. And yeah, it's sure we are seen as the hunted now. We did win the NFC North and went deep into the playoffs, but at the same time, it's still early, and we got to still prove ourselves.
How much more fun is it to be, though, that team that is counted on to be a contending team?
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun to be the underdog, too, but it is fun to be the contending team. And you hope to be, and we're 2-1 right now. I think it's still early, like I said. Everyone has their external expectations, and we're just staying steady one week at a time, trying to improve and trying to get better.
All right, you guys come out, and everybody knew about the red zone issues. You go right down the field and score, and you do it a few times in the first half. I mean, maybe we made too much out of it. It was just kind of a one-off as far as the red zone's concerned. But how much focus was there going into that game to get off to a fast start and finish drives in the end zone?
Yeah, we of course we wanted to do that. I don't think we put much stock into what happened the week before. It was just, like you said, in our opinion, kind of a one-off and something that we addressed and seem to fix, and we'll move forward that way and hopefully don't have to deal with that again.
And it felt like you had the whole menu in that first half. Like, and everything was working. You didn't throw an incomplete pass. Was that this offense at its peak in the first half of that game?
Yeah, I think that felt like us. I think, you know, there's maybe you sprinkle in a couple of downfield hits there and you're really feeling like us and feeling good about, you know, blowing that game open at some point. But yeah, that first half was close to about as good as it gets. And then the second half was really, you know, kind of unacceptable from us from an offensive standpoint and something that we've addressed and need to get better at. And there's some urgency to us for us in that way of we can't just allow our defense to have to carry us through at the end there. And we got to try to blow that game open and make it easier on them and finish that game a lot earlier.
That's interesting. You say it's unacceptable. Like, you guys look in the mirror and see it was more about you. You guys did something wrong?
In the second half?
Yeah
certainly. I don't think, yeah. It's just execution. And why does that happen for one half to the second half? I don't know. They didn't do much different. It wasn't like we were doing much different. Just it wasn't clicking the same. And, you know, mistakes were made. And I got to be better. And we all got to be better. But I think there's a lot of urgency this week to pick our stuff up offensively. And certainly in that second half, we'd like to replicate that first half for a whole game. And we'd feel pretty good.
You know, it's fun to watch a game like that where all three aspects of the game of a team game, like special teams, offense, and defense, come through. And, you know, maybe the offense didn't do as well in the second half, but Jack Fox, is able to do, I think, you know, on a national scale, it goes completely under the radar because it's the punting game, but you guys get to see it, let alone every day in practice, but games on Sundays and Mondays, to see what Jack Fox does, you know, how much does that just make you guys smile? And thank God we have Jack Fox.
Yeah, it really is a luxury to have. He's, in my opinion, he's the best in the league, and you know, he's so consistent. He's so reliable. I don't know how many times we punted in the second half, but we needed good ones every time, and every time it seemed to be a good one. And then I think that coupled with, you know, the gunners, we have Dorsey running down there and downing those. Dorsey's as good of a gunner as there is in this league. And when you got guys like that who put it late on the line every time, every play, and then a great punter like Jack, it really does become a luxury for us.
You know, the first week, the thing you guys had to clean up was the third down conversions. Then it was the red zone efficiency. What needs to be cleared up the most from an offensive standpoint this week going into the game on Monday night against Seattle?
You know, I don't know if there's one thing. I think it's just an overall urgency to get better and to improve and to know that, you know, what we've been maybe getting away with winning won't be able to get away with as time goes on. We know that's the reality. We can't continue to score, you know, 20 points and no points in the second half and expect to win the amount of games we'd like to win this year. So we know that, and we'll keep improving. I thought Dan said it great yesterday. Is, you know, we fix stuff as we go, and we're able to keep winning. But as we go, we keep fixing stuff, and you get to the point at the end of the year, hopefully you're looking up and you know, you don't have much to fix anymore. But you're always trying to improve. You're always trying to get better. And I think that's what this early part of the season is for us to fix things and get on a little bit of a roll at some point.
I read somewhere that players just love trick plays. The hook and ladder. Does that play have a special name?
Yeah, it does. It was called Shake and Bake.
From Talladega Nights?
Yeah, it's still right from Talladega Nights. We've been cooking that one for quite some time, and I think we started doing it in OTAs, and it was a brainchild of Ben, and he thought about it. He kind of brought it to me one day. He's like, "You think we can do this?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, we can do that." And Gibbs and St. Brown, we repped it with them, shoot, up to this point, probably 10 to 20 times in practice. And so when it came up in the game, it was really like clockwork, just getting it done.
So who named it Shake and Bake?
Ben. That was Ben's, yeah.
Well, if you ain't first, you're last. I mean, that's how that right. works.
That's
look,
right.
Seattle has been a tricky opponent over the past several years with the Lions. What is it about them that makes them so difficult to play against? And do you guys use this for motivation at all, that you haven't beaten them in a while?
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Sure. I think we haven't beaten them in a while. What has it been, 3 years in a row they've came to Detroit and beat us? And or maybe that first year we went to Seattle, I can't quite remember. But we haven't beat them in a while, and it does mean something to us, certainly. But they're a good team, man. They really are. They're good on offense, they're good on defense, they're good on special teams. When Pete Carroll was there, they were very well coached, obviously, and McDonald's there now, and they're still well coached and are a great team, and we'll have our hands full.
All right, this may or may not be a thing. The black uniforms. How do you feel about the black uniforms?
I love them. They're great. They're great. What do you mean?
I don't know if you care. Like, some players don't care. We work with John Jansen. He's like, just give me a shirt. He doesn't care. But does it fire you guys up at all that you got this special uniform?
Hell yeah, I think they're cool. I think they're really cool. It makes me think about, like, Calvin and that picture of him and Roy Williams with the gray pants. I don't know what we're wearing pant-wise this week, but yeah, it'll be cool.
How different is the pregame prep for a Monday night game versus a 1 o'clock start? Do you get thrown off a routine, or you've been around the league long enough where you've had Monday night games that you can just get into a whole new routine?
Yeah, you've been around, you've done it. I mean, especially here now, we've had night games, it seems like, more often than not in the last, you know, think about how many home games we've had. Last five home games, I think three or four of them have been night games going back to last year. So we've got a pretty good routine with it now and feel good about it.
Squirrels, deer, or chipmunks? What was going on there?
Yeah, he's barking at nothing. He just barks at whatever it is. There's a shadow, he's barking at it.
Jared, thanks for your time. Good luck. Look forward to talking next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Take care. Jared Goff, Lions quarterback, joins us every Tuesday, although pushed back to Wednesday this week with their schedule being shifted for the Monday night game, here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.